Today's daf is Avodah Zarah Tes Vav, and we'll pick it up with Yud Dal and Beis by the Mishnah. Malkam Shnei Limkor Behema Dak LeGoyim Mochrin. If a place where the meaning is to smell small animals to Gentiles, the Goyim, you're allowed to. Malkam Shnei Gashol Limkor Ein Mochrin. If the meaning is not to sell small animals, Behema Daka, to a Goy, then we don't sell them. V'chol Malkam Ein Mochrin Lahem Behema Gasa. In any places, in no place, I should say, we don't sell a behema gasa, a large animal, to a goy, right? Agolim, types of calves, seachim, shlemim, but shavurim, whether they are complete, shalom, they're shavur, they're broken, damaged. Rabbi Yehuda matir b'shavura, Rabbi Yehuda allows to sell a shavura. Ben Besera Mati Besus, and Ben Besera allowed to sell the horse. Horse is not used for working, it's used for riding, and riding a horse on Shabbos is not an Isser Duraisa. So Gemara says, Lameimra, the fact you can't sell Behema Daka to a Goy, if that's not the Minug, the Isur Lake, there really is no Isser in selling a Behema Daka. Minhogahu de Ika, it's a Minug. Hechadin hogos isur, in a place where the minig is that it's osur, so nog, right? That's how you follow. The hechadin inhug heter, in the place where the minig is it's mutter, nog, that's how you would do it. Ramin, he will ask you a kasha if you're going to tell me that. Ein ma'amid in behema bepundaka os shagoyim. You're not allowed to leave an animal in a pundak, in an inn with goyim. Bepnei shechashurin al harevia, because we're Choshed, we're concerned, we suspect they're going to have an immoral relationship with the animal, bestiality, right? So if so, so that really should be usur to sell animals to a goy, because it's lifnei iver. Amar Rav, Rav says, right, regarding this halacha, malkum shehitiru limkor, hitiru liyached, in a place where we allow you to sell them, we allow you to have a yichud. We're not concerned they're going to do inappropriate things. Malkum she also liyached, also limkor, in a place where there's you're allowed to. It's also to have yichud with the animals, and it's also usur to sell it to them as well. The Rabbi Elazar says on top of a tesvav, after malkum she also liyached, even in a place where it's prohibited to have yichud, they can't be alone with the animal and the goy can't be alone because we're scared that something inappropriate. Mutter limkor, it's still mutter to sell it to them. So my taima, right? So what's the reason that you're allowed to sell it? Because once the animal is sold to the goy, so we're not concerned he's going to do something to it. Because goy chas al behemto shlo te'akir. They believed, I don't know if this is actually the metzias or not, but they believed that if he would have Tashmish, would have relations with this behema, then the animal is going to become sterile, right? So that's the thing. But in contrast, that it's also to leave your behema alone with the goy, right? Because he wouldn't have any, there's nothing holding him back about doing that to somebody else's animal, right? Af Rav Hadarbe, but Rav held back. He retracted. What do you mean? To Omer Rav, Tachlifa Omer Rav, Shela Bar Avimi, Mishmei de Rav, Goy chas al behemto shelo te'akir. Right? So even though Rav originally allowed it, he says back, you can't, because they're scared, they're concerned that's going to make the animal sterile. V'chol mokom ein moichrin behema gasa. Mishnah said, in every place, we don't sell a behema gasa. My time. What's the reason why you're not allowed to sell these animals, whether they're shleimim, whether they're shavurim? Senehid l'rvia lo chashinan. Granted, we're not concerned that they're going to have this inappropriate sexual relationship with the behema. Ma'avid be malacha chashina. No, it's something else. Where they're going to be working the animal on Shabbos. A different isser, prohibited. So it says, what do you mean? Fini Ovid, right? So let him work the animal. Why do you care if you sell him, he's going to work it? Kevin de Zabna Kanya, once he's koned, once you make the sale, the goy is his. A goy can have his animals work, his cows can work on Shabbos, right? So it doesn't belong to the Jew anymore. No, the reason why we're worried is the gezeira mishum she'ela umishum sechiras. It's also derabanan, because we're concerned that they might lend or rent the behema to the guy, and in those cases, if he's only renting it or lending it to him, so then ownership isn't transferred, right? It still it belongs to the Jew, but it's going to be working. 1 second, she'ela kanya. Agrikanya. What says 1 second? When the time when he's borrowing it, so he temporarily has a kinyan on it for that. And when he's renting it, he also has a kinyan. So again, the question comes back. If the guy is kona it, so then why is there a problem of working it on Shabbos? So it's like this. Ela omarami bre de ravyeva gezeru mishum nisyone. We're concerned that you're going to test the animal. So more explains what this means. Dezim in their time, dezabne le benichale somach l'shkia sachama, demale shabso. There's times when a Jew sells his animal to the non-Jew, and it's close to Shabbos, right? Amalani says, ta nasye nihale. I want you to go test the animal. So I want you to see that it walks, it moves, it's healthy, right? The modern day couldn't take it for a test drive, right? And the animal hears its Jewish owner speaking, and it walks because of them. So, causing the animal to walk, that's beneficial, because now you know. It's the goy, I'm sorry, who was going to buy it, sees it's moving, it's a healthy animal. V'nichle de tezog, right? It's good for the Jew that the animal's walking, because now it demonstrates it's a healthy animal. That's your test drive. V'havile mechamer acher behemto b'shabbos. So that's like mechamer. It's like causing your animal to move, moving your animal, right? So that's also mechamer acher behemto b'shabbos chayev chatas. You're chayev a korban chatas if you would do it. It's an isur d'oraisa. So therefore, from the fact this case of testing out the animal when you're speaking and using it, that's what's going to be prohibited. So Maskiflor Rav Shesha Bereder Rav Idi, he asks a whole question on this. What are you telling me that when you lease an animal, do you own it? Usachiras mikanya, do you really own it? Vatanan, we learned in a Mishnah. Afmokam Sha'amu Lahaskir, Lo Leves Dira Amru, when the allowed to rent your house, right? It's not the base dira. You're not allowed to use it that because mipnei shemachnis l'socho vodazara. They're going to bring their getchkas into the house. The isak daitach schiris kanya. Anything to tell me that by renting something you own it? So hi, ki kol ma'ayel. So if they bring it in, they say kol ma'ayel. He's bringing it to his own house, right? So why is it also for a Jew to rent his home to a non-Jew if he's really kohen? He's not bringing it to a Jewish home. He's bringing it to a goyish home. No, shiny vodazara de chamira. No, we're different because we're more machmir on that. The chesid, like the pasuk says, "Eschanan v'losavi toeva el beisacha." Don't bring the toeva into your house, and this house still has the status, the name of its Jewish balabos. So, maskif lo, Rav Yitzchak Brei de Rav Misharshia. He also has a problem with the idea that schiris is kone. Right, schiris mikanya. Did you acquire from this? Hatanan, we learned in a mishnah in Trumas. Yisrael shesachar para mikohen. If a Jew is renting a cow from a kohen, yachilenu karshine truma, he's allowed to feed it the parts of truma. The kohen shesachar para mi Yisrael, and a kohen who rents a para from a Jew, a Yisrael, afal pi shemizonosel alav, even though the responsibility is on him to feed the animal, lo yachilenu karshine truma. He's not allowed to feed the kohen's truma to the Yisrael's animal. So now he speaks it out. If you can tell me, why can't you feed it to him? Pardi dehu, it's his. It's his own cow, right? So you see from here, that you're not koine it. The hashtag to arm is schiris lokanya. Now, once we've come on to this idea that you're not koine it, right? And therefore, when if you had an animal that was rented to a goy, it still belongs to the Jew. See, this doesn't work out anymore, right? Because the whole point we're talking about, you can't sell the behema gasa. There was this gezera, right? Gezera mishum schiris, right? Ugezera mishum sheela, ugezera mishum nisyoni, right? These things don't come out. These gezeiros, right? As of schiras, or because of the Sheila's borrowing it, or because of the testing. Rav Ada Shra Lezabune Chamra Aide de Saf Seira, right? So Rav Ada allowed these people to sell a donkey through a middleman. because if the whole concern was about testing it, halo yada lekala, he doesn't recognize the middleman's voice. Da'azli macha mase, and he's going to do mechamer on it, right? The imishum she'elu schira, since because the whole problem was lending it or renting it out, came into lo didehu, since it's not the this donkey doesn't belong to the middleman, lo moshe v'lo megar, he's not going to rent it, he's not going to sell it, it's not his to do this, right? V'od. And more than that, Mishum Delo Nigle Be Muma, right? He's not going to do this because he doesn't, he wants to sell it. He doesn't want, he doesn't want any mum to happen to it. Now, the Gemara has a story. Rav Huna Zabin Hahi Par Legoy. Rav Huna sold a para to a non-Jew. Amr Le, Rav Chizdi says, my time Ovid Marhochi, what's the reason? Rav Chizdi says to him, why did you do that? So Amale Aimer Lashita Zavana, because I think that he's going to shacht it. He's not going to be, people don't use cows for malacha. Amabez Umana Tamra da Amrina and Ki Hai Gavna. So how do you know that we say like this, that you not have to be concerned for Lifne Iver, that he's going to use it? We can assume that we can be told, as the Gemara is going to say, that he's going to be doing this for, not for Malach, he's going to be doing it for something that's Mutter. Right? It's Tanan. We learned, Mishnah Shvius. Beishame Omrim, Lo Yimkor Adam Para HaChoreshes B'Shvius. You're not allowed to sell a cow that's used for plowing during a Shemitah year because it's also to work the land during Shemitah, and we can assume that the guy's buying it for this time period. That's what he's going to use it for. Beis Hillel Matirin, Beis Hillel says he's allowed to. Why? It's a par ha-chareshes. The answer is mipnei sheyachol l'shachto. He could shacht it, right? So you see that according to Beis Hillel, who we follow, that you can assume that if it's going to be done something for mutter, then you don't have to assume it's something that also is going to be done to the animal. So Amar Rabba midame. One second, is that really, such a comparable thing? The Shemitah comparison. Hasim ein adam mitzuva al shvisus behemto b'shvius. There's no issur of shvisus behemto when it comes to the Shemitah year, but hach in our case adam mitzuva al shvisus behemto b'shabbes. Right. So maybe you can't rely upon it in that case. Right. Amar le Abaye. Abaye says back to Rabbah. V'chol heiched the adam mitzuva oser. Does that mean that whenever a person is mitzuva, it's oser to sell something, right? Because the guy might use it for something that's okay. Hare sode the adam mitzuva al shvius sode b'shvius. You have a field that a person can't work it on shvius. Utanan beishame oimrim lo yimko adam sode near b'shvius. You're not allowed to sell a plowed field during shmita because you're probably going to work it. No, you could do it because you can just let it sit for the year. There's the difference between cows and fields. A cow, you can always get a cow. You go to the market, you buy a cow. But a field, think about it, real estate, a house goes for sale, right? Oh, you got to buy it now because it's on the market. If this field is available just because it's ready to be, it could be worked, but it doesn't mean he's going to. It's just the opportunity presented himself. So too, we could assume that he bought it now and he's still going to use the field in a mutter way. So Maskif Lo Ravashi. Ravashi has a kasha on what Rabbi said. V'chol heiched ein adam mitzuv v'shari. Is that really true that wherever you're not mitzuv on something, it's mutter? Hare kelim, you have types of kelim, right? The ein adam mitzuv al shvius is kelim shvius. It doesn't mean your kelim can't work on shvius. However, tanam, we learned, elu hein kelim she ein adam roshu n'moichrim shvius. The following types of kelim you're not allowed to be sold in shvius. Hamachareisha v'chol keleha. Right, the machresh is the plow and all of the kelim that go with it. So the way it used to work in the times of the Gemara was that the frame of the plow was made of wood and it had like an iron blade that was attached. So also in addition to the blade, there were other types of like stakes that were attached to the frame and it would like turn over the soil and like straightening out everything. So that's what it means by the machresh v'chol keleha. The ha'ol, right? The ol is the I don't know, they call it the yoke, right? Uvaha mizra is the type of it's like for the winnowing, fork, and the deker is the thing that's used to over upturn the ground, like, you know, it's like a stake that you push in and it breaks up the earth, right? So again, these are the things that you are not allowed to sell during a Shemitah year because they're being used for, they could be used for working the land. I said, well, you know, Ella, why don't you say that, you know, maybe he's going to use it just for other things, he's going to wait a year? Ella omravashi kol heicha de'ikala misla talinan. Any place where you can be toilet and assign a heter purpose, a good, clean, innocent motive to the person we're going to, right? Kol heicha de'ikala misla talinan afagav de mitzuvah, even though he is mitzuvah not to use it to work. V'chol heicha de'leika le misla, in place there isn't a way to be toilet, lo talinan, right? Afagav de'in mitzuvah. And we're not going, even though you're not necessarily commanded on not working the thing, nevertheless, if there's not something to be told on, we're not going to allow you to do it. Okay, another story. Rabbi Zabe Nahu Chamor Li Yisrael Achosh Limkor Legoy. So Rabbi sold a chamor, a donkey, to a Jew, and this Jew he sold it to was concerned that he's gonna go sell it to a goy. So Amalei Abaye, my time Ovid Mar Hochi. What'd you do that for? Amalei. So Rabbi says back to him, Onali Yisrael Zavini. I sold it to a Yid, to a Jew. So Abaye says back, Omalei, Vaho, Ozil Mizabin Le Ligoy. Okay, but that Jew you sold it to is going to sell it to the Goy. So Rav says, right, Ligoy Kamizabin, Li Yisrael Lo Kamizabin. I mean, the only thing is that he's going to sell it. How do you know? Maybe he's going to sell it to another Jew, right? There's no reason to assume he's going to specifically sell it to a Goy. So therefore, there's no problem with me selling it to him. Esve Mokum Shinohu Limkor Behema Daka Lakusim Moichrim. So Abai Nach Sakasha from the Bryce, it says, in a place where the minig is to sell a Behema Daka to a Kusi, you're allowed to. Shalom Limkor, the minig is not, ain't Moichrim. So my time, what's the reason about selling and not selling to a Kusi? So if you're going to tell me, Mishum de Chashiri Arevia, that we're Choshe, they're going to have bestiality with the behema. Umi chashidi, are they really choshed on this? Hatan, you learned in the brisa. Ain ma'amid in behema bepundakos shel goyim. You're not allowed to have an animal stay in a non-Jewish inn. Zechorim etzel zechorim and kevas etzel nekevas. Right, you can't have a male animal with a male because they're going to have relations with it. You can't have a woman with a woman, a female animal, even though that's not really a concern. Right, they ain't sarach lomer. It's not even necessary to say nekevas etzel zechorim. You can't have a female with a male animals zechorim and male etzel nekevas, and to have male animals with women. Right. You can't give over an animal to a roa, to the shepherd, right? You're not allowed to have a yichud with them because of the danger that it entails. You're not allowed to have a child them to teach them how to read or to teach them like a parnasa. But you are allowed to leave a behema with a kusi. Zecharim eitzel nekevos, nekevos eitzel zecharim, right? The male by the female, and the female the male. The in tzarech loim is zecharim eitzel zecharim, and nekevos eitzel nekevos. And certainly you're allowed to have men with male animals and women with female animals. Omoisim behema l'rosh shalehen. You're allowed to give a behema to a kusi, right? Shepherd. Umiyachad inimah, and they can have yichud. Omoisim lehem tinok l'lamdo sev l'lamdo umnos. You're allowed to teach them. Alma lo chashidi. So you see from here that we're not concerned that they're going to have relations with the animal. But nevertheless, right, we can't sell them the behema because we're concerned that they're going to sell it to a goy. V'otanya, we learned in the Braise, e moichun lehem lo zayin v'lo klei zayin. You're not allowed to sell them weapons or like a clay zayin, I guess, like equipment that goes with the weapons. The ein mashchizin lehen es hazayin. You're not allowed to sharpen weapons for them because that's like, you know, setting them up. The ein moichin lehen lo sadin velo kolorin. You're not allowed to sell these types of stocks, these types of neck chains. The kolor was what they would put the person in out when they were going to be, you know, the executor, like, you know, you see it's like a, whatever, it's like the name sounds, it's a neck chain, right? Velo kavalin, velo shalshalois shel barzel, these types of foot chains, these iron chains. Echad goy ve'echad kusi. This prohibition of selling these items applies both to a goy and to a kusi. My taima, says Abaye. If you tell me the Rechoshi, they're going to go around murdering people, it's hard to say. Right? Are you really concerned they're going to kill you? Amar, we said, you're allowed to have yichud with them. Such shows that we're not concerned about shvichas damim. So you see from this that the reason you're not allowed to do this is because we're scared they're going to sell it to the goy. So according to this reasoning, it should also be also to sell the donkey to the Jew, because he might go and sell it to the goy. The chitayim, and if you're going to tell me no, there's really a chilek between a Jew and a kusi. Kusi lo ovid tshuva, Yisrael ovid tshuva. A kusi is not going to do tshuva, right? And he'll sell it to them, but a yid will do tshuva. For Amr of Nachman, Amr Rabba Baravua, kederach she'amr also limkor lagoy. Just like we said, it was also to sell it to a goy. Kach also limkor Yisrael hachoshu limkor lagoy. So too, it's also to sell it to a Jew who we think that second Jew you sold it to might sell it to the goy. So when he heard this, right? Rabbi heard this and realized that Abaye was really correct. Rohit Basre Tlosa Parsa. He ran three parsas after him. Some say Parsa Bechal. It was one parsa, but it was in sand, right? It's very difficult to run in sand. Vlo Adrache. He wasn't able to catch up with him. Amr Adimi Bar Ava Kederech Shaoslim Ko Legoy. Just like it's also to sell to a goy, also limkor lelistim Yisrael. You're allowed to sell. You're not allowed to sell to a Jewish mafia, to a gangster. Hey chidami. So what's the case, right? Where it's also e dechashid dekata pshita. If we think he's going to be a murderer, of course you can't, right? Hein a goy. That's the same thing. Providing a Jew with weapons, a Jew who might kill, giving him a gun or something like that is no different than to a goy. In both cases, it's lif neiver. The idolo katil, and we're talking about the type of bandit who's not going to kill, so am I low, so why can't you? So really, modern shach doesn't make sense. So really, Rav Dimar, I was talking about the following. La oilim delo katil, it's not the type of murderer. Hach mayaskin, and what are we talking about? Bimashmota, if he's, he steals, right? Zimnin de ovid latsule nafshe, there's times when he might use the weapon to save himself if he gets caught. So come out. In that case, you can't sell them the weapons because you might use to kill them, to kill somebody else in this case of self-defense. Okay, we'll pick it up tomorrow with the next daf.